This is Scott Craig, Public Policy Advisor for KLMP. Tomorrow is the day we vote. Author Jeffrey Myers, from his book Vital Truth, Christian Citizenship, he writes that there are at least five good reasons why Christians should vote. First, God has granted us authority. Now, all authority belongs to God, but He has put human beings on earth as caretakers. And according to Jesus, we're to go out and make disciples of all nations. That includes our own. And we're to teach them to obey God in every area of life. And this includes the political realm, the realm of lawmaking and enforcing over a population. Second, we need to stand against evil. Saint Augustine said that those who are citizens of God's kingdom are best equipped to be citizens of the kingdom of man. And the alternative is unthinkable. In the 20th century, atheistic and secular humanistic leaders gained control of nations all across Europe, Asia, and Africa. And the result was almost 170 million men, women, and children brutally murdered by those governments, all in the name of human progress. John Hollowell, he wrote, "Only through a return to faith in God, as God revealed himself to man in Jesus Christ, can modern man and his society find redemption from the tyranny of evil." Third, Christian values contribute positively to society. The Bible solutions make sense. It is Christian involvement in government through the ages that gave us hospitals, civil liberties, abolition of slavery, modern science, the elevation of women, regard for human life, great works of art and literature, a workable system of justice, education for common people, the free enterprise system, and much, much more. And when we see the good that results from applying God's principles and the horror that results from rejecting them, doesn't it seem cruel and irresponsible to keep Jesus' teachings about truth, love, and compassion to ourselves? At very least, we should vote to keep out of office those who attempt to oppose God's authority. Fourth, obedience to authority demands good citizenship. The Apostle Paul, in Romans chapter 13, he states we must obey government leaders. Well, here's the catch. In America, the people are the leaders. Here, at least, we express our obedience to God by exercising our rights and privileges as citizens, and that means voting. Fifth, good citizenship sets an example for generations to come. Those who apply God's principles to government pave the way for generations of blessing. In 1768, a Christian minister named John Witherspoon became president of the College of New Jersey, now called Princeton. While there, he taught biblical principles of government to his students. Of the 478 young men who were graduated during his tenure, 114 became ministers, 13 became state governors, 3 became U.S. Supreme Court judges, 20 became U.S. senators, 33 became U.S. congressmen. 1, Aaron Burr Jr., became vice president, and 1, James Madison, became president. As a citizen of heaven, would you take right ground as a citizen of earth and as a leader of this country tomorrow and vote for those who most uphold biblical values? For KLMP, this is Scott Craig, Public Policy Advisor.